With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Former Connecticut Senator Joe Lieberman has died at the age of 82. Democrat nominee for vice president in 2000 with Al Gore. He died in New York City following complications from a fall. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is defending his army's actions, saying Israel needs to eliminate Hamas terrorists. Netanyahu says civilians who move south into Rafah to avoid fighting elsewhere in the Gaza Strip can turn around.
People move down, they can move back up. They don't have to go into north of Wadi Gaza, but there's still 65% of the Gaza Strip left open. And people just move. They move with their tents.
Hamas still has Israeli hostages in captivity with no sign of an end to the war, which began with their attack on Israel October 7th. Also at SRNnews.com, four people are dead, seven injured after a stabbing spree in Illinois. Police say there were violent attacks at multiple places around the city of Rockford Wednesday, about 60 miles northwest of Chicago. A suspect they're not identifying is now in custody. Cause of death or injury for all the victims has not been released, but they do say they were not all stabbed, but they were not shot. The remains of two people who were killed after Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge collapsed when it was hit by a container ship have been recovered. Four others are presumed dead.
It took them a while to secure that vehicle properly, place airbags around the vehicle. Then it was very slow traveling to tow that vehicle to the shoreline. At some point, they realized that the water's depth would not support towing it all the way in. It was at that point the deceased were removed from the vehicle and brought to the shore, where they were placed in the custody of the medical examiner's office.
Maryland Secretary of State Police Roland Butler tells WMAR that the vehicle the two bodies were in was encased in the wreckage. This is SRN News. A religious freedom battle is developing in Australia.
Lawmakers there are considering a recommendation by the country's Law Reform Commission that religious schools no longer be exempt from the Sex Discrimination Act. If the exemption were nullified, Christian schools would have to hire LGBT people and allow transgender students to live as the opposite sex in class. The Australian Christian Schools Alliance says the recommendation is, quote, a direct attack on faith and freedom of belief. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Another raid on a house church in China. International Christian Concern reports that police in Anhui Province arrested nearly 20 people in the raid, the second such assault on the congregation in 8 weeks. Officially illegal to worship outside of a state-controlled church in China, the Communist Party is in the midst of a new crackdown on believers. Authorities state Chinese citizens must not have an allegiance to anything above the party. This is SRN News. The British Museum is suing a former curator alleged to have stolen hundreds of artifacts from its collections and offered them for sale online. More from correspondent Lisa Dwyer.
Peter Higgs was fired last year after more than 1,800 items were discovered to be missing. Lawyers for the museum says Higgs abused his position of trust to steal ancient gems, gold jewelry, and other items. The 18th century museum in central London is one of Britain's biggest tourist attractions, visited by 6 million people a year. The museum's director resigned and apologized for failing to take seriously enough a warning from an art historian that artifacts from its collection were being sold on eBay. Higgs has denied the allegations. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Dollar Tree raising its prices again. In an earnings call, the company said it would add hundreds of new items to its shelves, but at higher price points. More details at SRNnews.com.